Great. So I think, you know, to me, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a litigation asset until a client of mine had asked me to help value them. It was maybe 5 years ago, and since then I've seen it in a hedge fund portfolio, you know, a handful of settled cases that were just moving through the process of appeals. And then in you know, researching some of the elements, you know, of the industry for this particular panel, I just found it fascinating how broad it is and how popular it is. But Justin and Erez, can you guys just hit, like, what's the history of this? How did it, you know, where did it come from? How has it gotten so big?
So mainly this is something that's a little bit newer to the U.S., but has actually been accepted and in existence in the U.K. and the Commonwealth jurisdictions for some time, and particularly in the insolvency context, it's been much more of a norm in those insolvencies. I think here, the commercial litigation context outside of bankruptcy court, commercial litigation has been around, but it just has not yet expanded quite as much or as rapidly into the insolvency space, although I believe it has into the patent space, which Erez deals with.
You know, I think that statement, I'm not sure it's, not that I'm saying that you're not, but it's not exactly accurate, because I think litigation financing has been around for a long time. It's just been, in the U.S. at least, it's been in a different form. I think that any contingency that a law firm takes on itself is in essence a litigation financing. I mean, the lawyers are making a choice, you know, do I take fees now versus do I take a cut at the end, which in essence they're financing the litigation. So I think that statement, although kind of, you know, I think we are seeing it more and more in the U.S. outside the law firm.